Well, you know, I'll start with his prowess, but we do need to report back that he is much more than just a goal scorer. But what I see from this kid, number one, he's got the purest hands that I've ever seen come through the program. Every single pass that he delivers is crisp and flat. Every pass that he receives, he somehow corrals it, whether it's in his feet or rolling puck. And then the second that it leaves his stick in regard to, you know, a delivery towards the net, it absolutely explodes. I mean, the amount of times that this kid goes bar down or, you know, hits the elbow between the crossbar and the post and that goes in during practice. If he misses, it's almost always on his accord. Like it'll hit the post. He'll still best the goaltender. It is amazing to watch this kid in this craft. And, you know, that starts with his work ethic away from the ice. He's, I'll start with him on the ice. He's the first kid out there and the last one to leave. And he's not satisfied until he's hit, you know, X amount of one-timers perfectly, like Steph Curry does with his practice. And off the ice, he beats our shooting room into submission with, you know, we're going to have to replace the floors in there and replace some of the netting and the ceilings and the walls because of the amount of work that Cole puts in. He's an equipment manager's nightmare with how many sticks he goes through. So, you know, those types of things are why he scores and the ways that he scores. I mean, you can't pigeonhole him. Yeah, he's got a one-timer, so you got to watch him on the power play, but the problem is we move him into the middle of a 1-3-1. We move into the backside. He can run it off his forehand. He scores on his breakaways. He goes hard to the net. He can tip pucks in. So his versatility, you can't just pigeonhole him into, you know, this kid sits on the perimeter and hammers the puck away. So, you know, that's kind of the moving target aspect of his prowess. And, you know, the thing that often gets overlooked with Cole is that when he was at our tryout camp, there was five or six scrimmage games. He didn't score a goal. And, you know, that comes after you get this 5'6", 130-pound kid from, you know, middle Wisconsin who played high school hockey. You haven't really seen him play very much. So you could be left to wonder if he was a one-trick pony. Where is the class in this guy? If he can't score, what's he supposed to be, this big-time producer? You see the brain with this guy. You watch how he navigates the neutral zone, top of the circles to top of the circles. His passing efficiency to get his team up and out in the defensive zone, his spacing in the defensive zone. He knows where to be, how to break pucks up. He was constantly our 5-on-6 right wing. So when we were up a goal late, he would be on the ice. You know, his abilities, to find guys on pull-ups on the line rush and make plays off the rush. These are all understated. And I can't imagine that many teams that are picking in that top 10 have missed on this. And I don't see him getting out of it.